Coming into the sitting, taking good care of your posture, that you're sitting in a way that embodies wakefulness. Especially in the afternoon, very important to be deliberate about that. Eyes soften downwards, perhaps open if you're at all sleepy. And letting ourselves take that unconditional support from the earth. Really connecting with the earth. Feeling your feet at the floor, nicely supported. Sitting or standing. The weight of your bottom in the chair, cushion, bench. Checking the spine, that it's upright and dignified, perhaps rolling your shoulders a few times, giving them a little release, up, back, and down one last time so that the shoulder blades come nice and flat to the back, opening the chest and the heart area. So we have a nice strong back, and a nice open soft front with which to meet the moment, this life. And then soften on down through the hands to the fingertips. Head evenly balanced, eyes soft and downwards. Simply being aware of sitting just as we are. Feeling those different touch points. Letting the sounds come and go in the background, along with the thoughts and the different emotions as they show. Just let it all come and go around that sense of sitting here, being embodied. Noticing that breathing is happening. We are all being breathed. There's nothing we need to do. Noticing where it's easy for you to bring your attention on the breath, whether it's the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly. Wherever it's easy, and rest your attention there. Feeling in and out, rising, falling. Noticing breathing. gathering the awareness in the breath, letting other experiences, sounds, thoughts, emotions come and go like waves of the ocean around your anchor in the breathing. Gathering awareness into breathing, possibly with noting rising, falling in and out, or counting the breaths. Whatever helps you. Noticing what moves the attention away from the breathing, letting it be okay. It's just life happening. And keep gathering yourself back into the breathing again and again and again. Possibly noticing different qualities to the breath. Tight, relaxed, wide, narrow, rough, smooth, shallow, deep. Noticing different qualities to the breath and their attendant feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. This helps to engender interest in the breath and being present through breathing. noticing if there's any struggle with the practice. It may alert you to any hindrance that might be here. And you can open to that. Leave the breath momentarily. Name, that's recognize, allow, and investigate any hindrance that may be here, knowing it's not always so. We need not identify with it. It's simply a human experience happening. Whether a hindrance or some other experience, when it's passed, then come back to the breath. If some experience is particularly overwhelming, powerful, unsettling, sometimes the end of rain is not just not identified, but we can nurture ourselves, give ourselves some soothing touch, or shift temporarily into some loving kindness practice, nurture. And when we feel settled again, returning again to simply noticing breathing. When we recognize struggle, the R of rain, we might even use the expression, I see you, Mara, remembering the old legend I see you, Mara, naming it. And as part of the A of rain, the allowing, the accepting, now come in for tea. Invite Mara in for tea. Really allowing. I see you, Mara. Come in for tea. And then get intimate. Sit down with Mara. Feel whatever it is through the body. Notice how it affects you emotionally. Whatever thoughts, beliefs are with it, really investigate it. Noticing its changing nature, the N of rain, not always so, but also possibly nourishing yourself. Soothing touch. Opening into compassion for whatever may be showing. Some experiences that sweep us away. Sometimes it's just enough to note them. And you may also find it helpful to softly, silently whisper to yourself, "Oh, of course. Oh, of course," as a way to appreciate that it's just nature moving through. Whatever you're experiencing is a result of a multitude of conditions and causes. Not that you start trying to figure them out, but just affirming, "Oh, of course there's sadness," or "Of course there's anxiety," or "Of course there's fear," "Of course there's wanting," "Of course aversion," "Of course restlessness," "Of course sleepy mind," "Of course, doubt," whatever it may be, "of course." And let it move through and come back to breathing when it's gone. silently saying, "Of course," may help you to open with compassion towards whatever is here. Compassion and non-identification. Not taking it personally. If there's a struggle, part of naming it and coming into the present moment with it, you might whisper to yourself, "Ah, here. Here's a person struggling with desire or wanting. Or here. Here's a person struggling with ill will, aversion, or any of the other hindrances." Really land in here, here. And how is it to be a person struggling with any of the hindrances? Get to know it. when you affirm here, here's a person struggling with whatever it may be, give yourself that chance to connect with common humanity. Here's a person, or how a person struggles with. It's not personal. It's just what's moving through this mind-body-heart system as a result of conditions and causes. Here's a person struggling with. And name it. Feel it through. And as we begin to finish up our practice, let's give ourselves a little compassion for being a human being, perhaps for whatever struggle may be here. You may find it helpful to give yourself some soothing touch, hand to the heart, the belly, the cheek, the forehead, whatever works for you. Feel the warmth of your hands. May we all be held in compassion. May we all be held in compassion. Being sure to be including yourself in this. May we all be held in compassion. May we all be free from pain, sorrow and suffering. May we all be free from pain, sorrow and suffering. May we all be free. May we all be free. And just allowing yourself to be sitting and breathing just as you are.